Good morning, church. This is Armando once again to bring you the weekly devotional. Pastor spoke this Sunday about the importance of repentance in hidden sin in order that we might have a right fellowship with God. Now, before we get started, I would like to remind you that this year we're focusing as a church on drawing near to God. Pastor Dorman has had this series in his heart since last year, and I truly believe he has been obedient to God throughout the series as he proclaims the word of God. I believe that God has been speaking to his church through Pastor Dorman's teaching, and we all have to be attentive to know that God has given messages to Pastor for his church. Now, that being said, no doubt this Sunday's message was one that could make us feel very uncomfortable, and it should, but it also shouldn't. What if God has been calling us to repent from sin that he brought to our mind during the sermon as an act of mercy? Yes, God's love is so grand that he would do that. God wants us to live a life of repentance, knowing and understanding he is a gracious, merciful God. And this is how God helps us adopt the right posture in repentance, by reminding us of the sin that we have inside that he can forgive. This was Jesus' MO. Throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus trying to remind the Pharisees of their own sin to draw them to repentance. Many parables and teachings were meant to confront not only the overt sinner, but the whitewashed hypocritical Pharisees. In John chapter 8, we see a similar verse. On verse 12, Jesus makes the statement, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Here, Jesus is appealing to all the Jewish that are in the midst of their festival. A big component of this festival of tabernacles was the lighting of candles in the middle of the temple. These candles were put in menorahs that were 70 feet tall, and they lighted up the whole temple. This tradition was meant to remind the Jewish people of their wanderings in the wilderness and how God's provision was with them in the form of a giant cloud that at night turned into a fire that kept them warm. Here, Jesus boldly proclaims, "I am the light." Get this, not a light, but the light of the world. Jesus uses these candles as an illustration. Just as these candles light up the whole temple, "I am the light of the world." Jesus' plea begins right after, "Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." What an invitation. Throughout the Bible, darkness is always referred to sin and evil, and light to God's holiness. God's invitation? "Follow me. I will overcome that evil, and I will make you to walk in pursuit of holiness. For he is, as John 1:9 says, the true light which gives light to everyone." The Father is pleading with us, much like he did with his beloved but rebellious nation. "Follow me. I am the light you need. Follow me. I am the one who led you in the wilderness. Follow me. I will overcome evil with my holiness. Follow me. Repent and come to the light." How many times have we turned from him consciously and willingly, knowing he is much greater and that, as usual, things will not work out outside of him? And we hide as if we could hide from the almighty, all-knowing, all-wonderful God. We hide from the God of mercy, the God that provided the ransom for us. We hide from the one that knows our deepest heart and thoughts. We hide from our loving Father. Brothers and sisters in Christ, are you walking in sin? Are you walking in defeat, overloaded by the bondage of sin? Are you hiding in shame from your Creator? Know that he knows and understand that he understands. And don't forget that he's ready to forgive. Restore your relationship with him by repenting of your sin. He knows. He is the light of the world. He is our provision, our Savior. As Spurgeon would put it, you have a great need for Christ, but a greater Christ for your need. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for being the lamb that was slain. Father, I thank you that through your son Jesus, we can come to you boldly to the throne of grace, knowing that we will receive mercy. And Father, I pray that if any brother or sister is listening and you've brought to their mind a sin that they have just not been able to confess, Father, that you just extend your hand of grace and tell them that you're ready to forgive them, Lord, that you give them the heart to repent. I pray, Father, that you be with us throughout the year and that you continue to help us draw near to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.